This is IGN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
An ultra-crunchy 130-hour space epic with excellent writing and combat, but also a lot of bugs. This is your IGN review of Warhammer 40,000 Rogue Trader by Leanna Hafer. A lot of RPGs assume you're just some nobody with a sword trying to make their way in a strange and hostile universe, and there are few universes as large and hostile as Warhammer 40K. That's why I was so delighted that Warhammer 40,000 Rogue Trader puts you into the shiny step-on-me boots of a titular Rogue Trader, the heir to the Von Valancius dynasty and a very powerful member of the high nobility in the Imperium. Getting to roleplay someone of such status and wealth across more than 130 hours of gritty tactical combat and superb quest writing is a fresh power fantasy for this setting and this genre. I just wish it wasn't plagued by more annoying bugs than there are demons in the warp. Rogue Trader is an absolutely colossal, somewhat lumbering CRPG. And like my grandiose gothic void ship, the Fortunatrix, it's not exactly polished to a mirror sheen. On the bright side, like Baldur's Gate 3 before it, almost none among the huge catalog of side quests and optional activities feel like filler. Developer Alcat's previous games, Pathfinder Kingmaker and Wrath of the Righteous, had a lot of trash fights that honestly seemed like they were there to waste my time, but every encounter in Rogue Trader's epic-length campaign presents tactical challenges that are made interesting enough through new ways of thinking about its enemies and use of space and cover. And Rogue Trader has a lot of surprises in store for 40K fans in terms of the kind of foes we get to fight. Breaking away from the Pathfinder rule system Alcat reproduced with almost self-defeating fidelity in its past two games, Rogue Trader pays homage to some of the classic Fantasy Flight Warhammer 40K tabletop RPGs, but this is really a new system built from the ground up, and that intentionality has allowed it to simply work better in most cases. I will warn you that it is still a very crunchy system, though. If you're coming here straight from Baldur's Gate 3, Larian's interpretation of D&D will seem like a soft, gooey nougat that melts in your mouth by comparison. Ability descriptions in Rogue Trader can feel like reading an academic paper on differential equations, and the wordy, overly detailed way the tooltips are presented doesn't do it any favors. I eventually got a handle on it and came to enjoy the depth it offers, but it's intimidating until you learn its visual language, and it never stops being kind of a research project to understand what a new talent actually does on first inspection. The upshot to having so many options is that the power of my squad fully outstripped the default difficulty by around halfway through the campaign. My heavy weapons specialist Argenta, like a broken ramp deck in Magic the Gathering, can do what functionally amounts to infinity damage on normal by the third or fourth round of combat, trivializing even some of the toughest bosses I faced. Luckily, difficulty in Rogue Trader is fully modular and can be changed at any time. You can keep out of combat skill checks at normal, but really crank up combat difficulty in targeted and granular ways, which allowed me to dial in a satisfying experience, though it does take some patience and experimentation. And there are some startling difficulty spikes here and there where I had to nudge things back down temporarily. One of my favorite elements of this combat system is how powerful support characters can be. The highly positional space combat is well done, too, and plays out much like a naval engagement with lots of maneuvering and lining up broadsides. And a fairly involved colony management system reinforces the idea that I am a powerful ruler within this sector, even though some colony of the stats, like security, didn't seem to matter much. The writing is what really steers the ship here, though. From the central quest to reclaim your protectorate and deal with a powerful chaos cult, to terrifying encounters on desolate shipwrecks hidden away in the dark corners of the Coronis Expanse, to conversations with your diverse and multifaceted crew, the dialogue and scenario design is of a similar quality to Baldur's Gate 3 and other greats of the genre. The galaxy of Rogue Trader also looks great, from the cramped corridors of an imperial bunker to the wild expanse of an untamed jungle world. It manages to capture the harshness and moodiness of 40K without being constantly gloomy or depressing. Rogue Trader's music is generally strong and fits the tone of the 40K universe perfectly with its ominous chanting and pseudo-medieval gloominess. The problem is, Alcat still hasn't really figured out how to use music dynamically to amp up a scene. A lot of huge, impactful moments deflate like a balloon because they're lacking the wicked or triumphant audio stings that would help them land so much harder. Unfortunately, Rogue Trader is packed with bugs, enough to stuff a Space Hulk with. I saw way too many missing tooltips, abilities that don't work correctly, T-posing servitors, and even a couple cases where my progress was blocked on a crucial quest and I had to wait for a workaround or a patch to continue. Even in such a banner year for RPGs, Warhammer 40,000 Rogue Trader stands out as one I wouldn't want to have missed. Excellent writing, great combat, and the chance to get up close and personal with some of the most interesting and exciting elements of the 40K universe makes for a stimulating gore feast of a journey. Its systems are a complicated beast to master, and the bugs are numerous and significant, but it speaks to the quality of everything surrounding them that they didn't sour the experience for me more than they did. Alcat has taken a proud step forward as an RPG developer to keep an augmented eye on. Count this one among the Imperium's finest. Warhammer 40,000 Rogue Trader's IGN score? 8. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest Warhammer 40,000 updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.